This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I hope you are waking up, America. I hope you are getting more hip to the ruse, to the games, to the scandalous activities that are happening right under your noses, because you know what? You're the boss. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You are the boss. And your company, in this case, your country, is being ripped off. And all the employees are laughing behind your back. Fleecing you on the most crazy stuff. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. Billions of your tax dollars being spent at colleges and universities all over this country. An entire revamp of how we're supposed to be thinking about the country that is the most diverse, equitable, and inclusive in the world. And we're spending billions of dollars to rethink it. Why? Because somebody wants you to believe that you are a horrible person. You want to know how you're horrible? The New York Times told you with the 1619 Project. I hope by now you've seen our video on it, even though it's private on YouTube. We're about to make it public. But the United States was founded on slavery. And all that slavery is still ingrained. It's infused in everything that we do. And that's why black people can't get ahead in this country. Don't you know? Haven't you been tipped off to this? There are no successful black people in this country. How is that even possible? We're doing a whole series on 1619. Let me tell you, whether you go to thekevinjacksonshow.com, whether you go to unhyphenatedamerica.org, whether you go to 1619secrets.com, seekingeducationalexcellence.org, whatever, wherever you go to see our work, there is a place for you to donate to support it. If you are a big donor, and you want to donate through our charitable efforts, we can have you do that too. If you aren't a big donor, but you know some that want to help, have them contact me. They can get a tax-deductible donation to support our efforts. Because, see, this country is changing right before your eyes. But here's the funny part. The majority of America doesn't want it to change. You know what we'd like? We'd like honest reporting. We'd even like honest opinions. Do you understand the news media is, there is nothing honest about it. Now, there's nothing honest in the news, and I'll use my finger quotes. And these opinions are bought and paid for. With whose money? You want to guess? Is there something you can see yourself in right now? Is there something reflective? Because if it is, I'm telling you who's paying for it. You're looking at them. Jake Tapp, before I even get into that, he chimed in because, Whitmer wants to lock down, Governor Whitmer of Michigan wants to lock down the state again through early December. Yeah. And I can tell you, I bet you she looks forward to canceling Christmas. Now, I already told you Cuomo said, forget Thanksgiving in New York. And there are other states. You want to know where? Lefty states, they'll tell you, oh, this Wu flu virus, man, we can't be doing regular stuff. Life as you know it has ended. Oh, except massive radical looting and rioting against President Trump or anything like that. That's okay. Wu flu doesn't care about that. But it cares about you having more than 10 people at your house for Thanksgiving. Jake Tapper said Christmas may not be possible this year. This is what a talking head at CNN has declared. So the birth of Christ, folks, has been canceled. Are there any Christ followers out there? My hand's up. Christmas has been canceled. How dare you want to celebrate the birth of baby Jesus? It's over. Germany says it may lock down for another 4 to 5 months. All these countries are following suit. Because the New World Order, I know Kevin's a conspiracy theorist, wants to take the few people that, see, it has programmed us in our DNA to go out there and work, to create an income for ourselves, to not let anybody determine our destiny but ourselves. And they know we'll work if the tax rate's 80, 90%. We've proven it. And then the government says, hey, you want some money? Hey, bro, you with them 13 kids by 7 different women, get over here and get your money. Bless you. All you got to do is follow the party line. There's a mass exodus happening from New York City. Did you guys know about this? A mass exodus. I want to get to that in a bit. I also want to talk a little bit about Joe Biden. See, people think this Hunter Biden thing's going away. We haven't talked about Hunter now in weeks, have we? Why? Because we got a fight on our hands. Barack Obama, he was on 60 Minutes, and he's talking about a smooth transition to Biden. You want to know why? That's what they're hoping for. I don't care if we have to live under martial law for the next 4 years because we got to keep these lefties off the streets. I don't even care. But you know what I do care about? I care that they expose every crook that tried this coup. I care that they expose the scam behind this Wu flu. I care that they expose every dirty, crooked person in government, beginning with the Clintons, going to the Obamas, going to the Bidens, and on down the line. That's what I care about. You heard about Biden's cancer charity, right? Also, the prominent Democrat is disgusted with politics. Disgusted with it. How can you, I'm going to tell you this, how can you, and I'm using my finger quotes, win the presidency and you still be disgusted with the way things are going? I'll explain that this hour. Trump, still winning. You want to know why? Because he's got God on his side and he's got over 70 for probably closer to 80 million. I know, Kevin, the number grows every time you're on the radio. Maybe it does. The majority, the overwhelming majority of Americans will never buy into the nonsense. You're done. Late night comedy hosts, they can talk smack. Oh, Donald Trump doesn't want to give up the presidency, whatever. They can talk as much smack as they want. All these talking head news pundits, whatever. They can talk as much smack as they want. Nothing, repeat, nothing is going to influence you or the people around you. Donald Trump has people who are lukewarm on him who will walk through fire for that man. That's what America now represents. Don't you ever forget it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com /Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, folks, we got a ton to talk about today. And I can guarantee you what's on the table, we can't get to it. It's just flatly way too much. But I'm glad that I like these kind of days. And the other thing is it's getting varied again. We're no longer stuck on just the election. We're stuck on what the election means in the big picture, the 30,000-foot level with the WooFlu scams and all this other stuff that's been going on. And I think that's great because, see, eventually the news cycle circles back on itself, particularly when Donald Trump wins. And let me tell you something. I think you're going to know. I think the signal for this, and this is just my guess on the KevinJacksonShow.com. This is my guess. You're going to start seeing the National Guard get mobilized, or the military. I think that's going to be our sign that things are about to change. Because there is no way Joe Biden sits his butt in the Oval Office. His demented butt is going home to wherever he calls home, Scranton, PA, or Delaware. But he ain't going into the White House. The left is finally understanding the damage that it does to itself. And you're seeing it. The evidence is clear. I have friends who live in Seattle, leaving. I have friends that live in Portland, leaving. And it's not just them. It isn't just the same ones. It's the ones who watched the insanity, who've allowed it to occur. These lefties, these beatniks and hippies that have said, oh, it'll be okay, Black Lives Matter. And now they're finding out they've lost their cities. Where are the utopians? Where are they going to go? Because they can't live in their utopias anymore because they're no longer utopias. And oh, here's the dirty little secret. They never were. They don't own guns. They can't protect themselves. They don't have bug out bags. They don't have backup plans. They laughed at the idea of prepping for the zombie apocalypse. And here we are right now, looking at the potential of a zombie apocalypse. Now they're telling, I got this report, I read this in the New York Post. More than 300,000 New Yorkers have bailed from the Big Apple in the last 8 months. 300,000 people have left New York City in the last 8 months. In the time of COVID, huh? In the time of the Wu flu. In the time of high crime. Have you looked at the crime stats? Hey, do you think criminals are taking the day off because of this stupid scamdemic? Do you think they're taking the day off because Joe Biden's been elected fraudulently president and that ain't going to stand? You think that all of those people stopped? Or do you think that these cities are just as dangerous today as they were pre-election and pre-Wu flu? Let me put it a different way, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. The more things change, the more they stay the same. That's what leftism is about. 300,000 New Yorkers bailed from Big Apple. City residents filed 295,103 change of address requests from March 1st through October 31st, according to data obtained from the New York Post. From the U.S. Postal Service under the Freedom of Information Act. It's amazing what's out there. Democrats would try to hide. They said, since the data only details only when 11 or more forwarding requests were made to a particular county outside of New York City, the number of moves is actually higher. And a single address change would represent an entire household, which means far more than 300,000 New Yorkers fled the five boroughs. That, folks, is a shocking revelation. What do you think's happening in Detroit? Look, all these cities have been on a death spiral for the most part, except for a few crown jewels like L.A., New York, Chicago, but Baltimore, Cleveland, St. Louis, Cincinnati, dying. All these big cities are dying. Detroit used to have 2-point-something million people. It is down to less than what, 700,000? Baltimore used to have 1.6 million people, down to roughly 600,000. St. Louis in the 1940s had 800,000 people. They were neck and neck with Chicago. Today, 318,000 people. Do I really need to explain to you what's happening? But here's the problem. These knucklehead Neanderthal knuckle draggers moved to where we are with their same stupid ideas. And you know what we're afraid to do? We're afraid to confront them. We outnumber them everywhere they exist. We don't want to wear a Trump hat. We don't want to wear a Trump, put a bumper sticker on your car. You don't want to put up a Trump sign. You're afraid. I get it. But you know what's going to happen when they start seeing that there are more of us wearing this stuff than there are of them? They will go, holy crap. And I'm going to tell you something. Let the Civil War begin. Because you know what the left is going to find out? They're going to find out that when you finally piss off the warriors on the conservative side of the aisle, we are the toughest people on the planet. Watch us. New York losing its people. They said whatever the exact number, the exodus, which began when the Wu flu hit the city in early spring, is much greater than in prior years. From just March through July, there were almost 245,000 change of address requests to destinations outside of the city, more than double during the same period in 2019. The escape, they say, from New York is fueled not only by Wu flu concerns, but economic worries, school chaos, rising crime. Michael Hendricks, director of the state and local policy at the Manhattan Institute, who commissioned surveys about the state of the city, was not surprised by the data. And he said, I think people are afraid. They're afraid of catching the virus. He called it a deadly virus. It isn't a deadly virus. They're afraid of crime and the quality of life concerns. One thing we hear about is trash and cleanliness of the city. Mass exodus, folks. You want to know what that mass exodus is? That mass exodus is a mass exodus over to the right in support of all the ideas and ideals that we hold near and dear. That's what that mass exodus is. Make no mistake about it. It's people waking up in one form or another. And if there's any doubt about who outnumbers who, I want to give you those numbers again for Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Trump advisor Rick Grenell said the Nevada Democratic Party is in full panic mode after a decision not to certify a local race due to a number of discrepancies. President Trump called the decision a big victory, saying it could have a major impact. Their comments came in tweets regarding the Clark County Commission race between Stavros Anthony, a Republican, and Democrat Ross Miller. The Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper reported Miller defeated Anthony by 10 votes. However, Register of Voters Joe Garcia said his office identified 139 unexplainable discrepancies in the election. Democrat Representative Ben McAdams of Utah lost his re-election bid against former NFL player Burgess Owens, allowing Republicans to regain control of all four congressional seats in Utah. McAdams conceded in an online news conference Monday afternoon, shortly before media outlets called the race. Out of concern for safety during the COVID-19 pandemic, Arlington National Cemetery has canceled its annual Wreath Across America event on December 19th. USA Radio News. Hurricane Iota slammed into Nicaragua overnight, sending roofs flying into streets, toppling electricity poles, and uprooting trees. Winds were in excess of 155 miles an hour for the Category 4 hurricane. About 40,000 people in Nicaragua have been evacuated to shelters. Many coastal areas are at risk of storm surges as much as 20 feet above normal tides. In Honduras, 80,000 people were moved to safety. Marcio Bacha, director of the Nicaraguan Institute of Earth Studies, says it's the strongest hurricane that has touched Nicaraguan soil since records began. There's mask changes at Costco.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under two are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We couldn't help but notice, outside the National Portrait Gallery, businesses are still boarded up against the fear of political violence.
What should President Trump do on this next inauguration day?
Look, there are a set of traditions that we have followed in the peaceful transfer of power. The outgoing president congratulates the incoming president, instructs the government and the agencies to cooperate with the new government coming in. You invite the president-elect to the Oval Office.
How are you?
And then, on Inauguration Day, the president invites the president-elect to the White House. There's a small reception, and then you drive to the inauguration site. And the outgoing president sits there, is part of the audience, as the new president is sworn in. And at that point, the outgoing president is a citizen like everybody else and owes the new president the chance to do their best on behalf of the American people. Whether Donald Trump will do the same thing, we'll have to see. So far, that's not been his approach. Hope springs eternal.
That was Barack Obama, the worst president in American history, the most corrupt administration ever in the history of this nation, giving advice on the smooth transition of power. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. The smooth transition hypocrisy is what I've titled this segment. I love what he said. So the businesses are boarded up based on political violence. Why? Because the Democrats attempted to steal an election, another coup attempt. I don't know how many. There's too many coup attempts to count. But let's just call it two for the sake of this discussion, because we'll get to number one here in a second. So they boarded up their businesses because of political violence. And so Barack Obama comes on and says, well, you see, there's a set of traditions that have followed in the peaceful transition of power. It's tradition. He says the first thing you do is you congratulate the winner. Well, we don't have a winner yet. Actually, we do. It's President Trump. So in doing so, who does President Trump congratulate? Himself? Well, Barack Obama says he congratulated President Trump.
a man who set every clandestine agency in the government against Donald Trump, who said Donald Trump would never win. This is a guy who, I mean, don't misunderstand me. I get it. He's a Democrat. He wanted to involve himself in the election. He supported Hillary Clinton. But he was downright nasty to Trump during the election cycle and guaranteed he wouldn't win. And guess what? Trump defeats baby black Jesus, shows that he is not the Messiah. But he claims he congratulated Trump. I love this part. You instruct all government agencies to cooperate with the new incoming president. Is that one laughable? Can we just stop right there before we say another word about the smooth transition? Do you believe the FBI was instructed to cooperate with Donald Trump as they put spies in his campaign, as they set up people in his administration? Is there any clown? I'm going to give you a hint on what I think about you, if you are. Is there any clown that believes that Barack Obama said, hey, guys, we lost, they won, help Donald Trump out in a smooth transition? Yeah, I'll give you a second to think about it. He goes on, he says, he then invites the president-elect to the Oval Office, which he did. I remember the one picture where Trump is looking at Obama like, you piece of crap. Like dog crap on his shoe, you know, caught in that little gap between the heel and the shoe. He says, then the president invites the former president to the White House, who then becomes part of the swearing-in ceremony. And you know Michelle and Barack Obama, absolutely, they were petrified when Trump won. They couldn't stand that day. And then he says, the president wishes the next president the best, and he becomes a private citizen. And that's exactly what Barack Obama has not done, any of the things that he talks about. Quite the opposite, in fact. And now he's being called out. Because he went on 60 Minutes. That's where he was having this discussion. By the way, few people watch 60 Minutes anymore. I didn't watch it. I guarantee you most of you didn't watch it. You heard about it. I just gave you a clip from it. That's the only part of it I will watch because I have zero interest in it. I heard Barack Obama's promoting his fifth book. Why? Because he's got that $60 million gun to his head that says you better go out and write some more books and produce. But they're calling him out for his blatant hypocrisy. He essentially referred to President Trump as a dictator. A power-hungry dictator. And what's interesting is everything that he accuses Trump of, Barack Obama did. Everything. I think there's been a sense over the last several years that literally anything goes and is justified in order to get power, Obama said. And that's not unique to the United States. There are strong men and dictators around the world who think that I can do anything to stay in power. I can kill people. I can throw them in jail. I can run phony elections. I can suppress journalists. I'm going to stop there just so you can have a giggle. Everything that Barack Obama just claimed of other dictators and alluded with Donald Trump is exactly what that clown did. Barack Obama believed he could do whatever he wanted. He did kill people. He did throw people in jail. He threatened to throw journalists in jail. This is what most amazes people about the journalist. Every one of them. Barack Obama ruled them with an iron fist, and they still stick with the Democratic Party. You have to wonder, how much money is being funneled into journalism through other areas that they can wholly ignore the truth and get away with it and want to do it? Anyway, Obama goes on to say, but that's not who we're supposed to be. And any one of the signals I think that Joe Biden needs to send to the world is that, no, those values that we preached and we believe in and subscribed in, we still believe. The guy who did everything I just talked about, sanctioned the death of American citizens, threw people in jail under the Patriot Act, ran phony elections, 2012, and he tried to influence that of 2016, and he absolutely, positively, 100% threatened the media. And now he wants to come out and act as if everything mentioned, dictatorial behavior, spying on journalists, folks, killing civilians in drone strikes, suborning terror by shipping money to Iran, and who knows how many people, the deaths Barack Obama is responsible for, shipping guns to Mexico so he could bring in lots of illegals by making them claim refugee status. And I could go on. Essentially giving guns to cartel members. These people are amazing. Barack Obama's unhinged. Steve Guest said this. The guy who droned weddings, targeted journalists, compares Trump, President Trump, to a dictator who thinks, I can kill people, I can throw them in jail, and I can suppress journalists. That's what Steve Guest pointed out. He's with the rapid response team for the National Republican Committee. Other people were saying this. Hey, Steve Croft, why didn't you ask Obama some tough questions about his administration and cheating and spying on President Trump? Why didn't you ask him tough questions about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden taking money from foreign countries while Joe Biden was the person put in charge of doing the nation's business with those countries? Why didn't you do any of that? Why is it you guys serve up softball questions for this guy when America wants to really know what's happening? And we all know the answer. Journalism's dead. I remember as a kid watching 60 Minutes and revering, I mean, Ed Bradley, I still do. But there's no reverence for any of these guys these days.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What it looks like trouble in paradise. You guys know a singer named Al Jarreau? He's most famous for a song. I don't know if he's most famous for it, but it's a song. We're in this love together, like the kind that lasts forever. Something like that. I actually like some of his other stuff. And I'm a big Al Jarreau fan. Went to see him in concert when I was in college and actually got backstage. It was the coolest thing. And there was a girl, I didn't like her. I mean, I didn't dislike her, but I'm saying, we went to college together. And we both went up to the, our seats were in the back, but there were empty seats up front. So I went and sat up front and then got up on the stage and got to shake Al Jarreau's hand while he was singing. And anyway, she said to me, "How did you do that?" I was like, "Oh, whatever." And I was lying. I made it sound like I knew everybody. And I said, "I can get you backstage if you want." She's like, "Really?" And I did. Got to meet Al Jarreau backstage, acting like I was one of the people that was at the concert. I mean, I knew what I was doing. I had read a book where a dude said, if you carry a clipboard, you can get anywhere. And I did. Oh, man. But anyway, what made me think about this is we're in this love together. Things aren't going so well for... What was the song I sang by Al? I've already forgotten. I feel like Joe Biden. What was that thing? You know the thing. But you know things are bad when your own party is dissing you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. It was like I saw an episode of a show when a girl was in school. No, at work. Was it called The King of Queens? And Carrie is like, "Do people at work like me?" And the one girl who did said, "I like you." And she goes, "Yeah, I know you do, but do they in general, do they like me?" And the answer was no. The consensus was no. I don't know why. Maybe they were all Scientologists. Anyway, another story altogether. But that's what the squad is understanding about themselves with the Democratic Party. And oh, by the way, that's what the Democratic Party is soon going to discover that America feels about them. So what I'm about to talk to you about is the microcosm of what's happening with the Democrats. But I want you to understand, in the macrocosm, in the big picture, it's the same. See, you know things are bad when you go from making tips as a bartender. You don't know what your income's going to be, and right now you wouldn't want to be a bartender. You'd be starving to death. I used to tell my sons, I said, if you can play an instrument and know how to bartend or be a waiter or waitress, you can get a job anywhere in the world. No longer the case. But I want you to understand, if you go from that job to making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year as a congressperson, a person that people look up to, they revere, you get all kinds of perks. And you want to leave your gig? You got some major problems. Welcome back again to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Think about this, people. Post-election, I can only imagine what Speaker Pelosi said to Congresswoman AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But I'm betting the conversation went something like this. If we can get Trump through fake votes, what do you think we can do to you? We can get to anybody. You serve at my discretion. See, this vote fraud was a sign. It was a signal to all Democrats by Pelosi and team. We can get you no matter what. Because, see, think about this. Biden wins. Now, keep in mind, AOC was not a fan of Biden. She wanted Bernie. But her team won. And she can't be happy about it. She's not happy. She acts like her dog died. She commented, I don't even know if I want to be in politics. You know, for real. In the first 6 months of my term, I didn't even know if I was going to run for re-election this year. And then she said, it's coming. It's the stress. It's the violence. It's the lack of support from your own party. It's your own party thinking you're the enemy. And I chuckled at it because you know what she just admitted? She admitted that her own party can't stand her. How bad must you be when scumbag Democrats don't like you? You get what I'm saying? You walk into a den of thieves and they're like, oh God, look at her. This is amazing to me. See, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thought she was the belle of the ball because she faked her way into office, her moronic ideas have actually challenged the sensibility of the brain-dead, moron, zombie Democrat who represent the establishment. They look at her and go, we didn't think we could be any more stupid. So now, here's what she said. She essentially gave herself a 50-50 chance of either running for office or retiring. And I'm guessing, I'm going to make a bet. Once she gets her pension, I think it's 2 terms, 4 years. Once she gets her pension, I bet this chick leaves. Her vortex is going to suck papers from her office. She leaves D.C. so quickly because she's going to say, I've seen enough. I've heard enough. There is nothing I can do. And you know who she's going to be disgusted with? It isn't going to be the Republicans. It's going to be her own party. Here's what she says. But I'm serious when I tell people the odds of me running for higher office, the odds of me just going off to start a homestead somewhere, they're probably the same. When she gets her retirement, this girl is going to write a book, an expose. I bet it'll be so dirty on what the Democrats do, on what she's seen, I might actually buy it. She's got giving the odds of her going to get a homestead. I love how she put that. She doesn't even want to live in the city. She's like, I'm going to go out in the country. She might as well be a prepper. This girl's got a bug out bag. Look, folks. She believes that she could play a bigger role in politics, and they're not letting her do it. And here's what she commented about. She says, I beg the party to let me help them for 2 years. That's also the damn thing of it. I've been trying to help. Before the election, I offered to help every single swing district Democrat with their operation. And every single one of them, but 5, refused my help. All 5 of the vulnerable or swing district people that I helped secured victory or are on the path to victory. Every single one that rejected my help is losing, and now they're blaming us for their loss. So let me just put the numbers in perspective. Now, I don't know how many people she helped. If she helped 5, congratulations. They thought they were going to win them all. They've lost 7 or 8. I think it's 8 now. They're projected to lose another 7. So 15. So 20 were supposed to all stay with the Democrats. They lost 3/4 of them. AOC says she's responsible for keeping 5. But she can't do the math to understand why they're mad at her. That 3/4 of them that they thought they would win, they lost. Why? For a lot of reasons. But partially because of the squad. But she's practically pulling a Marvin Gaye. Please come back home. It's fun to watch. So she says this. I need my colleagues to understand that we are not the enemy and that their base is not the enemy, that the movement for Black Lives Matter is not the enemy, that Medicare for All is not the enemy. This isn't even just about winning an argument. It's that if they keep going the wrong thing, I mean, they're just going to be setting up their own obsolescence. So I decided I was going to give AOC a meme, at least a memo. The Democratic Party is D-E-A-D. It is dead. It happened in 2016. It will continue through 2020, at least through 2024. And her socialist views died with her party. Because America's hip to the game. No more cheating soon. Government's going to have to be accountable. AOC will be the minority within the minority. And then she's going to quit. And many others are going to quit. That's my prediction.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.